The Pointer Sisters. I just don't know how they crammed that much energy into one recording. It really is breathtaking. 16 minutes past midday. It is already one of the biggest and most talked about software releases of recent times. I've had mates who've been on about it for months. Mind you, they do tend to work in IT. The new operating system for Microsoft Windows goes on sale next month. So it's a good time to consider, well, whether or not to invest. Windows 7. Is it really as good as Microsoft claims it to be? And of all this, is gobbledygook to you? Well, our digital doctors are on hand to help. Bimal is a columnist for the magazine PC Bits. He's also chairman of Dark Technology Club, based in Derbyshire. And he comes along with fellow club member Paul Mellor. Gentlemen, brilliant to have your company. Let's take it back to the basics. An operating system. I'll try and explain that in a sentence.
It's the software that makes all the bits and pieces in your computer actually work as a unit.
And talk to each other, perhaps?
Yes.
Or, yeah, okay.
And most importantly, allow you to interact with them as well.
So when we say Windows 7, this is Mr. Bill Gates, this is Microsoft, isn't it? This is their little baby.
It is.
Why is it so talked about? Why has there been such a build-up to this?
Do you want to go with that one?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons is some of the issues that users are faced with the last release of the operating system from Microsoft, which is Windows Vista.
Oh, I was going to say Windows 6. No, Windows Vista,
which was released in 2007.
Mm, bit of a gap there.
And has really had a few issues, really, in terms of the power of the computer that you need to take advantage of it. Mm. And I think that's caused some concerns.
Well, when you say the power, you needed a very, big memory and top spec PC to make the most of it.
That's
if you already
right.
were running Windows XP, you almost invariably needed to upgrade your computer before it would run Vista.
Oh, my word.
So that caused a lot of
expense, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and bad feeling.
I didn't realise we're opening this can of worms.
So there is a view that Windows 7 is what Windows Vista should have been.
Oh, I see. And how do you get to know about these things? I mean, have you seen it? Is it under wraps till next month? What's the deal?
We downloaded the release candidate, which Microsoft made freely available up until about the middle of August. Mm. You could actually download a preliminary version, if you like. But
right.
it's almost complete. So you can actually load it onto a machine and run it and try it out and see whether you like it, what you think of it, what features you like and so on.
Okay, what will it give us? What facilities, if you like, are on there? And is there anything new or different to the other version, which was Vista?
I think there's... The first thing is, as we've already said, it's faster.
Right.
I think comparing to Vista, they say it's in the order of 20% faster. And that's noticeable. Mm. There was a quote I read recently that said it was like running Vista with the handbrake off, which I thought was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So it does that. It does a lot in terms of the usability, the ease of doing things. So they put a lot of effort into listening to what the users want in terms of making things faster and easier, simplifying menus, making it quicker to get to do the things that you want to do. So another quote, I think, was from Microsoft that described it as being an evolution rather than a revolution.
Mm.
So it's putting right all those nice things, and it is nice to use.
I'm hearing you're a little convert already, but I've also heard that if you want to put Windows 7 on your computer, you can't upgrade from Vista or XP or whatever you're using. You've got to, take that off and then put Windows in? I mean, are you going to lose stuff? Are you going to lose pictures, files, material if you do that?
It depends on what you're starting with.
Oh, okay.
If you already have Vista,
yeah,
you can do an upgrade and it will just upgrade all of the operating system and leave everything else untouched.
But then I'm hearing that maybe a lot of people didn't like Vista, might have heard that it was no good and then didn't bother.
If you've got XP, it's a little bit more involved. You will need to back up all of your data, and then basically when you put Windows 7 on, it will wipe out all your existing operating system and you'll have to reinstall everything from scratch.
Okay.
But there's a way around it.
Oh.
If you buy yourself an upgrade from XP to Vista, then the Windows 7 upgrade will upgrade your Vista. So then you will still have all of your software and everything left untouched.
So, that but then would the you not have way. To buy Vista and Windows 7?
If you buy Vista now, you'll get a free upgrade to Windows 7.
Oh, okay. Right, I need to talk more to these two gentlemen about, when we're talking about buying, what sort of costs are implied here, and also what sort of things you can do with Windows. Why on earth it's called Windows 7? Maybe they just ran out of things like Vista and XP and GTI and all the rest of it. We'll get more on all of this after Confusion Girl from Frank Music.
Make the most of your morning with Alina on BBC Radio Derby.
They don't like admitting to it, but they've got brains the size of a planet, which is why they've joined us in here today. They're both members of the Dark Technology Club in Derby. You can laugh to yourselves. They are. They're clever fellas, and they know what they're talking about. And we're talking computers. Bimal and Paul are with us, and we're talking about the release of Windows 7. The actual date on this, 22nd of October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're both excited, aren't you, about this? You are. I can tell you've had your little, you've had your taster already, and that's given you your fix, hasn't it?
I'm probably not going to buy it.
You're joking. You're not going to bother.
I have a piece of hardware on my computer, my sound card, because I'm obsessed with music and stuff
course,
like that.
Oh, of course, yes, and we've talked before
and
about
my
that,
my sound
yeah.
card, when I ran the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor software, it checks your machine out and says if it will run properly Windows 7. It said, you're not going to be able to use that sound card.
Oh, dear.
And I'm thinking, oh, in that case, I'm not going to be buying Windows 7.
Elsie, I love you for it. She says she's in Mickleover, right. And she wants to know if anything can be done. She's old school. I'm with you, Elsie. In fact, I don't. What do we use at work? Are we on 98? She says, what can be done if I want to update my Windows 98 computer system? Can you jump from Windows 98 to? Hang on, Windows 7? What?
Unfortunately not.
How are we going backwards with the number? No, released in 1998.
Yeah, no, there isn't a way of doing it because the core of Windows 98 is a completely different system
right.
to what is used in Windows 7. When they jumped from Windows 98 to Windows 2000, they changed what was at the heart of the operating system. And so it makes it extremely difficult. I would say it's virtually impossible to go from 98.
If he says it, Elsie, you know it's the truth. So it sounds expense. It does sound expensive stuff.
The hardware probably wouldn't run Windows 7 either, I suspect.
Oh, right. It's just be too. It's
it probably wouldn't have
time.
Enough oomph.
Okay, oomph. You see, I understand that term. I'm with you with oomph. How much is Windows 7 going to cost me?
It depends.
Oh, well, I'd like one that's purple, please, or possibly lilac, and makes cups of tea. I mean, is there a version like that available, or
not quite?
Okay.
Yet.
Isn't that the export version that's only going to go to third world countries?
There are three main versions of Windows 7 that will be released. There's Home Premium, which, to cut to the chase, will be perfect for 95% of normal users of Windows. So that's the one really to focus on.
Home Premium. Right.
Above that, you've got Professional, which is geared largely around large companies and is designed to work in a big company type of environment.
You know, when you say big companies, we're talking multiples of employees exporting all over the world.
Absolutely.
Like big companies. Okay.
And then there's Ultimate, which adds a few more bells and whistles and lots of different languages and things that in reality are
somebody like Google might use, or
potentially.
Yeah, or Microsoft themselves.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So if we just focus on Home Premium.
Yes, let's. If that's 95% of us.
The upgrade price, we talked about upgrades, that when it goes on sale on the 22nd of October will be the list price is $79.99. You can pre-order it now. You can get it from online retailers at substantially less than that, less than £70.
Right.
And that will be an offer price valid till the end of the year, 31st of December.
Christmas. They're thinking Christmas, aren't they?
Yes.
So come the 1st of January, that upgrade price will go up to $99.99, this price. And that will be the standard price for upgrades.
Okay, so this is very basic, but if I'm buying an upgrade and I go in and take my £80 and thank you, Mr. Computer Salesman, and here's my upgrade, what do I get? What do they physically hand to me?
A very big box and a very small DVD.
Oh.
A lot of air.
Actually. Right.
There's probably going to be a nice packet as
It'll be a very nice packet.
Oh, a good packet,
sure.
Yeah.
But it's one DVD.
Right.
Basically. And
with a hologram on it.
You put that in your in your computer, and half an hour later you'll be up and running with Windows 7.
Okie dokie. How much of a how big, how much oomph does my computer have to have to make it run properly then? If I'm, you know, where's my cutoff point? You're thinking, oh, perhaps you shouldn't bother.
You need to have a processor that is 1 gigahertz speed or faster.
1 gigahertz or faster, okay.
You need to have at least 1 gigabyte of RAM or more, and frankly, you can never have too much.
You can never have too much RAM. There's a rule for life.
You need a minimum of 16 gigabytes of hard disk space.
God, that's about the same as my iPod Touch then. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's disk space. So you need all of those things for this to run.
Yeah. And that's actually for the 32-bit version, because that's another variable as well. There are two.
What? I thought I was keeping up with this.
Two different types of computer processor chip.
Right.
32 bits and 64 bits.
Okay.
The requirements for the 64 bits are usually a little higher.
Right. That's for the 32-bit version.
Yeah.
Okie doke. How good is it going to be? How widespread is it going to be? I mean, they're the global player, aren't they? This is the next big change.
I have heard that this has been the single biggest pre-launch sale of any piece of software ever. Mm. I think you said earlier, Vimal,
it crashed Microsoft servers when it initially became available to pre-order. There were that many people wanting it.
Ouch.
So I think
Amazon sold out as well, I seem to recall as well.
Okay.
Very quickly.
Final question. If I was to go and buy a computer tomorrow or a laptop, and I'm spending money, because it's not released till the 22nd, I'm not going to get it yet, am I? So
no.
Are we a bit daft going out and buying a computer at the moment? Do we need to wait till the 22nd of October?
In short, no, you're not daft. The thing to check is that the computer that you buy has a free upgrade.
Okay.
Because that is now the normal
expectation. The watchword, yeah.
So you will get a machine with Vista installed today,
mm-hmm.
and then the ability to upgrade that at no cost to Windows 7 when that becomes available.
And what's likely to happen on the 22nd then? I mean, are they going to send me an email or what? How will I upgrade?
I think they'll almost certainly send you a DVD through the post.
Right. So if I'm buying the computer, that DVD that a lot of people will be paying 79 quid for, or may have pre-ordered a little bit cheaper, I should be getting it in with the fact I bought the computer.
Absolutely.
And that is if it's a run-of-the-mill PC and not a Mac or another operating system.
Hmm.
Are there many other operating systems beyond Mac?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a whole other interview, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell by the look you just gave me. That's a whole... Let's not go there today, Alina. Hey, look, as part of the technology club that you run, you're doing a presentation on this, aren't
mm-hmm.
you? When is it?
That's this coming Monday.
Uh-huh.
At 7:30 at Weston-on-Trent.
Are you in the chair for this one then, Paul?
Bimal and I are...
We're doing
braving
a double act.
Standing
oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We will have...
I'm going to be the straight man, he's going to be the comedian.
No pressure.
We will have a couple of Windows 7 laptops running. So we'll be running the whole thing on Windows 7. We'll have machines there for people to play with. We'll be able to answer any questions people have got. So any concerns, please come along. It should be a laugh.
I was going to say, you are an open club. If people want to come,
yes.
have a visit, see if they like, you know, the cut of your jib, enjoy that particular lecture. And tell me again, what time are we starting and where do people need to come to?
Okay, it's a 7:30 start in
uh-huh.
the evening. Doors open just after 7. It's the Weston-on-Trent Village Hall,
mm-hmm.
in obviously Weston-on-Trent. And all the details are on our website, which is www.darc-tech.org.uk. And we look forward to seeing anybody and everybody who wants to come along.
Look, thank you for making me feel like an expert now in Windows 7. One final question. Have you any idea why they've called it Windows 7? Is this the seventh version they've released, despite them calling it Vista?
It's to do with internal version numbers. Microsoft have an internal version
number. A bit like
system.
The Apollo space mission things. The same numbers there. No.
In as much as they
a
go
little
up.
Bit more cryptic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much indeed for, well, easing us through that one. So, yeah, 22nd of October is when it's officially released. You can go along to meet to the meeting of the Dark Technology Club this coming Monday, which will be the 14th. If you want to find out more, Weston on Trent Village Hall. Doors open from 7. The meeting starts at 7:30. Go on then, Sally. Sally joins us with the weather.
Morning.
Ask me anything you like about this new Microsoft Windows 7. I'm on it now, baby.
Are you really?
Yeah, go on. Throw
Are
some
you
really
just
tricky
saying
question.
It?
No, I'm not just saying it. Go
oh,
on, throw
I
a tricky
I'm
at me.
Useless with technology, and that's quite worrying, seeing as though the amount I've got right in front of me right now.
You need to listen back to the programme.
I do.
Get on the old iPlayer, just gone 1 o'clock, and
I will
listen to the last 15 minutes.
I will.
You'll,
in fact,
you'll
we've
be
just
as
been
expert
trying
as I am.
Strange